Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, Dictator Endoscopy Report on Marie Cassus Sablon, date of birth 7/4/1945, date of procedure July 18, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. You are referring physician Dr. Nandam Venkateswara. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, history of diverticulitis. Description, procedure, and form concerns with pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explains the patient. Patient is brought in nasty suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lumps video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of holes. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bob Ross scores greater than 4, 1-2-1, 4 prep. The patient tells the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston Bob Ross scores greater than 4, 1-2-1, poor prep, with a narrowed, fixated, and tortuous colon. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter sigma colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three hepatic flexure sessile polyps. One was approximately 7 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other two were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 diminutive descending colon sessile polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 sigmoid colon diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyp from cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was severe pandiverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy within the next several months due to poor prep and multiple polyps. Next line, recommend 2-day prep for the next procedure. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.